Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Missy.
And this is Liza.
And I had my mute button on.
I was wondering, I'm like, hello? And I didn't say anything. I just was like completely silent.
Oh my gosh.
Hello?
I'm like,
is anybody there?
That's so funny.
I'm like,
Good evening, everyone.
Where are you? Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters. It is May Day. 2016. I would just like you to know it is a countdown to the day of my birth, which is a week from today.
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do readings on your birthday? That's cool.
Maybe. We'll see. I think everyone should give me a reading on my birthday.
Have people call in. Yeah.
I think that'd
give
be funny.
Give me a reading.
Wouldn't
so,
it be funny?
Yeah. So, yeah, it is funny. So,
for me.
It feels like we've been like gone for forever.
But we haven't.
No, we haven't. You know, for some of you that are listening to us and follow us, I unfortunately had a death in my family last Sunday, a week from today. My little girl, Cat Zoe, who is not like a normal cat. She did not play with toys. She did not play with strings. She did not do any of that stuff. She actually helped assist with my healings. So it was a very big loss. We still don't know, really what happened to her, which is fine. I mean, I kind of have my suspicions, but, it was very sudden. She was very young, not very young, but she was young.
How old was she?
She was only 9.
No, I thought she was 7, but okay. But still, 9 is still not old for a kid.
Yeah, she's not. She wasn't old. She had just had a checkup in January, and everything was fine. Everything was normal. And, we found her Saturday. She had had a grand mal seizure, and we rushed her to the vet. And they did all kind of tests and everything on her. And they were kind of inconclusive as to what it was. I couldn't figure out. They're like, well, we think maybe it's diabetes. And I'm like, it's not diabetes. I know it's not. And they're like, well, it could be her kidneys. And I'm like, you know, I think it would be more of her kidneys than it would be, you know, her diabetes. And so then she actually, Sunday, she actually died in my arms. So, and my grandmother came a little bit after that and told me that she was with her. I actually beforehand, I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, who has died that's over there that can meet my cat over there? And I actually, you know, friends of mine kind of joked about it about, oh, ask Prince. And I was like, oh, Prince. And then I hear my grandmother start laughing hysterically. And she's like, she's with me. It's okay. I'm like, okay,
that's
perfect.
That's really funny, actually.
I know. So I'm like, I don't know if Prince liked cats, but I'm like, oh, be there for my cat, you know, but anyway, so, we had her cremated and there's this hospice care in Minnesota for animals that comes to the house and takes care of the animals in their last days and their last hours, takes care of services, takes care of cremation, everything. So they put, you know, they do, it's very cool. I mean, it's a very awesome service. They put them in an urn and they put their, you know, their date of death and they put their name on the box and everything. So it's a really great, program.
Pretty
called
amazing.
Minnesota Pets. So yeah, it's, they've only been around since 2010. But yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing service. So yeah, so we took last week off and, yeah, we've been, I've just been trying to get, honestly, me for my couple weeks, I've just been trying to get back in the swing of things. And last week I kind of canceled everything. I didn't really want to, you know, I just want to just kind of just lay low, and I didn't really do too much. And then yesterday I went to my first wine tasting event. I went to a wine tasting event and I ended up drinking wine pretty much all day long.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It was
See,
good.
Now you're
was
talking
fun.
My language. So
yes.
That's good.
So I, you know, I mean, I canceled all my clients. I canceled all my appointments. I canceled all my dot connections and everything and my meetings. Cause I needed some time. And, you know, the whole family, we all it kind of hit us pretty hard. And even my other animals, you know, are still kind of struggling, I think, a little bit. So, you know, we'll get through it. And it's, you know, I'll take one day at a time. And, you know, I mean, she's left me little gifts here and there. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the other night I went to go in my bedroom and I turned on the light, and on my pillow was this little bitty tiny piece of paper shaped like a heart. I was like, how did that get there?
Right?
There's a few things, and Jake's seen her a couple times too. He's told
not,
me that he's
not my
her.
Son. Not my son.
No, my cat Jake, her brother. They actually were brother and sister. They came from the same litter, so they're pretty bonded there. So, but no, I just, you know, she was our soulmates, and she was truly a soulmate, and she wasn't like any other cat. She was very different. She didn't have the personality of a cat. She had the personality of a human. So, it was a little devastating. So.
Yeah. So that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sucked.
So
it just sucked.
I know. And my other cats just we keep hitting him, and we're like, well, you know, do we want to later on get him a companion for him, or, you know, what do we want to do? And I'm just like, right now I can't even think about getting another cat. So
right.
Just focus on the two boys that we have, and and then go from there. So
well, there you go.
So, yeah, enough about me jibber-jabbering. How about you, Missy? What have you been up to
I'm
the
good.
Last couple weeks?
No. Well.
Well.
Well. That's my nephew would say, well. Yeah, Missy. I've been really tired, which kind of leads right into our whole show tonight.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's just retrograde. It's going to be okay. I've been really super tired, I'm good. I'm fine. Just kind of, you know, getting over, you know, my son's bar mitzvah, and then we have Passover, and I'm tired. You know?
I bet.
Enough already. So, getting back into the swing of things this week, and it's all good. And last night was fun. I got to go into the city. I live in New York, so I live north of New York City. So, went into the city last night. Met up with my bestie since we were 4. I know it's crazy. Since we're only, you know, 30, not really. And we met up in Little Italy, and we had a great time. And it was just a lot of fun. It was really good. I haven't been down to Little Italy since, last year. I haven't been there in about a year, but it's crazy because every time I go down by where the Twin Towers are, I always get like this massive headache in 2 seconds. And, or if I get in near the vicinity of it, I mean, granted it was north of it, but I just start getting this really, really bad headache in the back of my head. And then I get the feeling of metal tasting in my mouth, but it's okay. But you know what the really interesting thing was, is that my son was with me and he just put his hand on the back of my head as I was driving. I never told him. He just did it.
Of course.
My baby.
The little empath that he is.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, people, if you're ever in the city, go down to Little Italy and go to Lamella, L-A-M, and the new word, M-E-L-A. Wonderful. Wonderful food.
Hmm.
Yeah.
One of these days I'm going to have to go out there and,
yes, please. Come on.
And we'll party it on up.
Yes, because we're such party animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we are. All right. Down and dirty.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Tonight we're talking about retrogrades, and we are actually in five retrogrades. We are in Mars. We are in Pluto. We are in Mercury. We are in Jupiter, and we are in Saturn retrograde. And Mars, Pluto, and Mercury just kind of barely started. Mars retrograde started on the 17th. Pluto's was the 18th. Mercury's the 28th. Jupiter started back in January 7th, and Saturn started back on March 25th. So Mars runs till June 29th. Pluto runs till September 26th. Mercury, thank God, only lasts until May 22nd.
Yes,
Jupiter
please.
Gets done May 9th. And then Saturn will be done August 13th.
Right.
Woo. Yes. So, you know, what does that mean for us?
People.
I mean, what does that mean for everybody? I mean, everybody kind of knows the generalness of Mercury retrograde. So,
right.
But we can still go into the details about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like we've talked about this subject before about different retrogrades, but since there's five of them, we're going to focus on just those five tonight because that's
since
what we need to focus on.
Five of them.
Five of them right now.
So
yes.
There's just five.
We need to focus on those five and what it means, what you should do, how you should take care of yourself, how to better yourself, how to get through it. And all of the above.
Yes. Ready?
So
go.
Ready, set, go. Yes. You know, since just a rundown, since we were, you know, Mercury is probably gets the most blame for everything. Mercury affects everything. It affects the number one thing is communication. Communication, communication, communication. Don't be blasé on talking. You know, be straightforward. You know, don't be hiding. Just say what you feel, say what you mean, blah, 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 blah. It affects electronics. It affects computers. It affects cell phones. It affects anything, you know, anything on the grid, you know, I mean, everything. So lights, I mean, everything. You know, transportation, shipping, it affects travel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, things get scrambled up. They spin out of control during Mercury. So just with communication, yes, you want to speak your truth, but you also want to mind your P's and Q's. You want to listen. You want to, you know, it involves listening. It involves speaking, learning, reading, you know, editing, researching, negotiating, selling, and buying. I was just talking to a girlfriend on Facebook about, she's a realtor, and she's like, oh my God, she's like, what is going on today? And I said, well, you understand that it's Mercury retrograde right now, right? So it affects, you know, contracts and deeds and leases mm-hmm. and agreements and, you know, all those kind of stuff. It affects mm-hmm. that. You shouldn't be signing anything. You shouldn't be negotiating anything right now. It's all about reflection, relaxation, you know, renewing. If you've done something previous to that and you kind of stopped, it's okay to start it again. It's just starting anything brand new. So you don't want to start your diet plan or start whatever you want to do or your exercise because you're not going to last. It's going to last maybe a week and then you're going to be done.
Exactly.
So anything that you started prior to that, like if you were started writing your book and you're like, okay, well, should I even start writing it because it's Mercury right now? No, that's fine because you already previously were writing that before. So that's okay to go ahead and start, mm-hmm. you know, start it or finish it or whatnot. So it's just about starting new things. You don't want to start anything brand spanking new.
No.
So that's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if anyone is experiencing these things, this is my plug, Liza. Here we go. Please give us a call. We'll take calls probably the last 15 minutes of our show, which will be around 8:45 Eastern, 7:45 Central. Our guest call-in number is 773-897-6118. That's 773-897-6118. 877-611-1818. And I do have the chat room open right now. If you want to share and, you know, tell us what's going on there, I can be more than happy to relay. But getting back, so there's my plug. But yeah, Mercury can release either screw you up, or if you kind of know that it's coming and you kind of realize what to do when it happens, and if it affects you. Now, I know people where it doesn't affect them at all. But
yeah, exactly.
But if you are more of an empath, or you're, you know, more of an intuitive type of thing, it will affect you, I think. You know, everybody's different. But granted, we have five of these suckers in retrograde. And can I talk about Mars for a second?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, Mars is
Mars,
a little pain in the butt sometimes too. So,
here's a news flash. How many of you have been exhausted? Oh, please let me raise my hand. because it governs physical energy, aggression. I was cranky mommy when I woke up this afternoon, took a nap, I woke up feeling tired. And I just want to sleep. And boy, I didn't realize how Mars really kind of said, hi, how are you? You know, but, you know, just as we, just as we go through this, sorry, I'm tired. Just as we go through this retrograde with Mars and with Mercury and with Jupiter, I could go on for days. Just like Mercury, it is a time to take some time for yourself. Take some time for yourself and just breathe. Breathing, 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 breathing. And just take it easy. Don't push too hard because it's going to just smack you in the face. Just let it ride, you know, and slow it down. And, you know, it's just try to avoid the fighting and try to avoid the grumpies. And if you're grumpy, say you're grumpy. Just say, you know, I'm just grumpy. And then you're, like you said, your truth is out there. And and your family will know to leave you alone. you know, but it's all of these things working together. And how do you get around it? Do you get around it? Do you take that extra time to take a 20-minute nap? Hell yeah, you do. Take that nap. You know, take care of yourself. Take a bath. The other night I took an Epsom salt bath because my knee was hurting. Mm. And I was like, yeah, and I didn't want to get out of the tub, but when my fingers were all wrinkly, I felt it was time. So, but it really, it took, you know, I turned the lights out in the bathroom and my husband said, you know, I'll pay for the electricity. I said, no, it's better this way. It was like very calm and very, I could breathe, you know. So it's like taking that extra time to, instead of like fighting the frustration or fighting the, what's the word, fatigue that you might encounter, that you just don't fight it. It's not worth it. You're just you'll just get more frustrated.
Right.
Just slow down and chill and, you know, have a nice cup of tea. I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, it just means to kind of just slow down. You know, you'll feel impulses to make yourself rush, but you really need to take a look at your goals. You really need to target, you know, these targets in your life. You need to make sure that you are on the track and that you're not running in circles. You know, you need to control your senses, your emotions, inner potential, and channel them towards positive goals. You have to bring yourself in live with those around you so that relationships can deepen. So it's all about slowing down and just really taking a look at everything right now.
Yeah.
Just kind of slowing down, you know, and that's, you know, that goes along with Mercury. It's like, you know, it's relaxation. It's renewing. It's, you know, renewing, you know, just chill, slow down. Yes. You know, I mean, and people along with Mercury, people can be wishy-washy. So, you know, if you're looking for an answer from one of your friends, they might not get an answer from them right away because they just keep changing their mind all the time.
Exactly.
Really? Just like the change room. you got that? Did you get that?
What? What did I do?
Oh, I'm just teasing you.
What did
just
I do?
You.
I didn't do anything. I'm just teasing
no,
you.
It was... Shut up, Liza.
Shut up.
Hey, we have someone in the chat room, and I love her name. It's called. Her name is Miss Pretty, and I love
Miss
it. Miss Pretty.
Pretty.
Miss Pretty.
Miss Pretty.
And she's blowing us kisses. Aw, thank you, Miss Pretty.
Oh, good.
And you know, if you're listening, which obviously you are, let us know how these planets are affecting you, because I can relay, and it's all good.
Oh yes.
Why don't we?
So
go ahead.
You know what's kind of funny? So I was just kind of putting a plug on our Facebook page and a plug on, you know, our pages and everything. And so I put up, you know, I had put a put. I just think this is humorous, and I don't know how in the world this came from, because I did not do this. So I was putting a plug on our Six Sense Sisters Facebook page. And so then I copied and pasted it onto my page and, you know, and my other, you know, a couple other pages. And so at the end, it says boo, like B-O-O. I did not write that. So somebody is playing around.
Where?
And I don't know. Somebody's playing around in my room or playing around on Facebook or trying to get somebody's attention. I just thought it was kind of funny. But anyways.
That's funny.
Yeah. So we are also in, so we kind of talked about, you know, Mars and Mercury. So let's talk about Pluto, because it's also just started recently.
Yeah.
And Pluto kind of, it's all about searching your inner truth, your peace. It's about compassion. You know, compassion comes into play. You want to search for more knowledge. It's a great time to purge and clean your inner soul. So I know we talked about spring cleaning the last time.
That's
so because
right.
Pluto's in retrograde right now, it's a great time to do that spring cleaning, that purging. Sometimes you may feel empty in the, you know, in that space within, but you know, stay free to your own self. Stay true to your own self. It's just all about, yeah, basically staying true to yourself, finding your inner truth, finding that peace, having compassion, searching for knowledge. So it would be a good time to, maybe, you know, that book that you put down like a couple months ago and you've wanted to finish it, it'd probably be a good time to just pick it up and start reading it again, you know, just build a little knowledge in there, you know, get some knowledge in that little book. Brainy of yours.
Exactly. And you're so funny. But it's also, like she said, it's also when you do reflect, much like the other planets in retrograde, think about, you know, and as you think and sit and, you know, stare it out your window or whatever, think of like the things that are like negative in your life. You know, like, what, like negative people who pull you down, or a relationship that isn't that great, or whatever addiction you might have. Try to let it go. And if you can't let it go by yourself, find someone or a group that can help you. And, you know, I'm not to toot our own horns, but this is kind of the thing that Liza and I do.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's just, I don't know how to say it. They're just, it, when everything happens at the same time, it's kind of a pain in the butt. Don't, for whatever you do, please don't find a new boyfriend or girlfriend at this time. Just don't. It's just don't. Did I mention that?
Just don't
do it.
Yes.
But you know, I will have to say this for Pluto. I'm so glad it is back to being a planet. That's all I have to say.
Aw.
Yeah, I love me some
poor
Pluto.
Poor little Pluto.
I know. Hey, you know what? We do have a call on hold. I just want to check them out, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Great. Hold on a second. Hi, good evening. You're on with Missy and Liza.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are we talking to this evening?
This is Amy. This is my first time calling.
Hey,
hi,
Amy.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Is it okay to call for intuitive reading, a mini one?
Well, we are actually doing readings next Sunday. We do readings the second Sunday of every month. Right now, tonight, we're talking about retrogrades and how it's affecting you.
Okay. Well, I can talk about that.
Hey, sure. Go right ahead.
Bring
how
it.
Is it affecting you right now?
Oh, my gosh. That's all
you had to say, Amy.
That's all
oh
you had
God.
To say.
Yeah. We understand.
Okay, so I think I had some pre-shadow or whatever that's called.
Foreshadow?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And it's been in the last month. For me, definition of Mercury retrograde is like renewing and re-evaluating.
Yep. It's all about the re-re-re, yes.
Yeah, and the renewing, regrouping. So, like, so I shed a lot of skin. I just completely just shed. And it's like I feel like I have nothing left, so to speak. It hasn't even,
yep.
It's only like, what, not even been 5 days of this Mercury in retrograde. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to breathe and just get through this.
Yep, like, that's all you got to do is just breathe and try to get through
stupid,
it, yes.
Stupid breathing. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I feel like because I've done the work, it's basically time for me to just sit back and let the clouds roll by and watch them kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yep.
And surrendering.
It's
which
frustrating,
I have a hard
though.
Time doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I completely
yeah.
get that. I completely get that. It's hard to say, okay, this is why this is happening, but no, you can't really do anything. It's like hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Wait.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What do you guys do?
What do you guys do to get through not even Mercury in retrograde, but like topsy turvy ups, you know, the germination, the growth, which is so uncomfortable. But you know it's for your good. You know, what do you guys do?
You know, I do a lot of meditation, meditating. Being around like-minded people really helps because, I mean, you can share, you can talk, you can let things out and, you know, get around people that speak your language and they understand you and it kind of helps you, you know, I mean, just socializing, you know, with people that are like-minded.
And someday Liza and I will be on that, you know, same wavelength and hopefully we will get along. You know, it's really
You're funny.
I am so funny. You know, meditation is key and a lot of times it's hard because there's a lot of voices in our heads and there's a lot of things and a lot of lists and a lot of everything, and it's really hard to go away, go away, go away, go away, go away.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then you get inundated with all the things that you quote unquote have to do. And then for me, when that happens, I feel paralyzed. And when that happens, I have to take a step back and say, stop it.
Yeah.
And do one thing. It's true. That's what I do. Stop it. And do maybe one thing at a time. And when I get overwhelmed, I have to stop. It's just the way it is. And I am today. I am not Wonder Woman. Tomorrow, maybe, but not today. And it just, but I also like to, I like for physical things, I do like to smudge my house. I do like to take Epsom salt baths because that really helps me clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do I do, Liza? I talk to you. We talk to each other.
You know,
yeah, we have
getting
Liza
out and
getting
well, yeah, getting out and grounding, getting out in the yard, having just reflection time, just even alone, just here alone time too. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
it's good to even have that too. Sometimes that helps. It's just alone time, going and hugging a tree. You know. Yeah, I mean, just being out in nature and being out in the earth and being barefoot out in the earth and doing a little earthing kind of helps alleviate your woes. Yes.
Like today I was supposed to plant herbs and, well, if, you know, it was pouring, so that wasn't happening.
And, exactly, same here.
I looked at my herbs saying, don't worry, I'll plant you tomorrow. But they're getting a lot of water, so that's good. And it's cold out. It's gross out. It's so cold.
It was so pretty here today. It was nice and warm. Neener, neener, neener.
Well, you know what? It could snow there tomorrow.
Shush. You shut your mouth.
Amy, are you East Coast?
I'm in the East Coast in Connecticut. Yeah, where are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm in New York. So you know.
Ah, there you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
You know what else helps me, though? Just, you know what, now that I'm thinking, if you, being that you're in the Connecticut or wherever, I highly recommend having or going to, this is what kind of led me on a really good path a few years back, is that I went to a meetup group. And through meetup, I found my Reiki teacher, my healer. She's all the same person. She's like a Wonder Woman. And, you know, we've become very close because we are like-minded, and she'll be on the show one of these days. And it's really, it really helped me find a path. Now, most recently, I started doing acupuncture for some, you know, physical problems. And there, and it's like right down the street from my house. It's like 5 minutes from my house. And they're just getting into their groove there. And you're going to know if the groove is right for you and if the group is right for you. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I highly recommend that. And to anyone who's listening, if you're looking for a support group or you're looking for, like Liza has her dots and we don't really have them out. Is there a Connecticut chapter, Liza? Do you know?
No, there isn't. Well, the dots are actually for the, my dot group or the polka dot powerhouse teams are actually, it's a networking group for women that are entrepreneurs, business owners, starting a business. Those kind of things. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, you could even start your own support group. That's what I did. I mean, I started my healer's development circle and I mean, just being around, just doing a once a month meetup and, you know, just put it out there, on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
I'm starting a meetup. Who wants to get together? You know?
Right.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't, and you can talk about whatever. But knowing that there are people that are of your same mindset is very comforting, and you don't feel completely alone.
Right.
Well, I think what's going on with me, just really quickly, is that because I'm ascending, my frequency doesn't – I find it like I'm going through that stage. That's why I guess this is in-between stage of the old and new and getting to the point. It's like – I don't feel even in the spiritual like-mindedness. I feel like I'm the, you know, a round peg, a square peg, and then you're trying to put in a round. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, I do. Yeah. I completely understand. Listen, we're all ascending at a very fast rate right now.
Yes,
and
we are.
It's something where you need to kind of get a hold of and understand how you're ascending and what your job is here, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's definitely.
Because I know I'm going to go tie up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, totally.
I'm there for humanity. Yeah, I'm like.
Right.
I know my purpose. I know. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, but for the time being, with these planets in retrograde, don't do anything crazy.
No, I wouldn't.
Take it
easy,
and like we're, you know, like we were saying before. But, you know, definitely, Amy, you should call back next week, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that too. And I said, you know, find us both on Facebook and send us a friend request, you know, because we're, you know, we're of like-minded people and, you know, I'm posting stuff all the time for my peeps and, you know, telling them, hey, this is what's going on. This is what you need to be going, you know, energy-wise, everything. So, yeah, totally find us on Facebook and
what's the
messages. Yeah.
It's Sixth Sense Sisters by Missy and Liza, and it's on Facebook. And when you find it, it's got angel wings. You'll see the big picture with angel wings. And send us a message. And we both have separate Facebook pages as well. I am the Fantastic Empathic. Liza is Empathic Connection. And we're around. Just, you know, Liza.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Liza Lomax, or you'll find me, you know, just send us a message, totally, and give us a call next week.
Yeah,
and I just, you know, partially, maybe I didn't, I just, like, it's nice to get whatever's happening with me out, and I just appreciate your 5 minutes of time that you spent with me.
You're welcome.
You're on, Thank you.
Absolutely, that's why we're here. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
Amy, thank you so much for calling, hon.
Yes, many blessings to you, okay?
Thank you. You too,
well,
honey.
Dear.
Yes.
Okay.
Have
right.
a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. What a sweetheart.
I know, right?
That's cool.
You better call back next week, Amy. We'll find you.
Yeah, you better. Yep. We'll find you. No, I'm just kidding. So
we need to talk about Jupiter, honey.
Yeah, let's move on to Jupiter. When Jupiter is in retrograde, this usually means expansion or growth in your life. It stops abruptly, like, bing, stops.
So it's not about the size of my butt. Oh,
and, no, it's not.
No. Okay.
There's all sorts of external energies that are, you know, seeping out from you and that you need to look at. You need to look at yourself internally for survival. You need to put in much energy and commitment than normal, more energy and commitment than normal. Certain things that you may have been clinging to, you know, you should be removed. They should be removed, and you should continue on your journey without them. So be gone, right. be gone. This is also a good time to, you know, if you have, you know, a lot of friends on Facebook and you don't, you know, this is all about cleaning house. If you don't, if you're not communicating with all these people, or you have a few energy vampires that are on your, why are you friends with them? You know, it's not, it's doing a disservice to yourself and to that person. Cause you're not really in communication with them, and you're really not focused. You're really not invested in that relationship. So it's a good time to clean house, you know, clean house on, you know, on Facebook, clean house on any social media site you're on, clean house in your own self internally, clean house in your own house, you know,
or come to my house and clean my house. Oh.
So ultimately, you know, would, you know, Jupiter would be, you know, just a general, you know, just generally just get things, just get them out, get them away, clean up, you know, stop clinging on to things. Just remove
them. And, exactly. And then, you know, it can show up things as like being really selfish or wanting to be really extravagant or, you know, being very self-righteous. And if you feel like that could apply, I mean, granted, that applies to maybe some of the people running for president. Oh, did I say that? sorry. But anything in your life that's like, you know, Liza was saying, that's holding you back is going to be magnified at this time. And like all that toxic crap in your life, it needs to go. And, you know, granted, it's easier said than done. And then you'll understand once it goes back into its normal path, everything will kind of shift again. And you'll feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. And, you know, it's almost over. It ends, you know, next Monday, the day after my birth. Just saying, next Monday night is my birthday. If you didn't hear that before, I will be 22. Do you see how I'm getting younger by every time I mention anyway, so that's that. So just chill. It's almost done, and you're going to feel a lot better.
Right. Jupiter's almost – Jupiter's almost done because that ends –
Yeah, Jupiter's almost done.
That ends on May 9th. So just next Monday. Yeah. Next Monday. Saturn, when Saturn goes into retrograde, it is for a period of about 4.5 months. Okay. During this time, there would be a lot of unwanted delays. a lot of hindrances.
Can't make up your mind.
You can't make up your mind. Everything you would ask for requires extra effort in your part, extra hard work. You know, progress in your life is delayed. In the house in your chart that, you know, that a Saturn transitions in, it would feel the most heat. You want to reevaluate your plans. You want to work on strengthening your physical and mental self. You need to go places, get out, go, take a road trip, do something. Saturn retrograde period helps you to come up with new plans that would be productive, you know,
mm-hmm.
once it's over, once retrograde's over. So
right.
coming up with those plans, being productive, you know, getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just, but it really, things are just very delayed. So it's going to take that extra time. That's why Saturn is 4.5 months long, because
yep.
it takes that long. It's a very slow process. It requires extra efforts on your
mm-hmm.
part. You got to do the work. You got to do the work, people. So,
and if
know,
you
just,
don't, you're going to be really, you're going to regret it once this is over, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're not doing the work that you should be doing during this time. So this is, in a way, this is, and this kind of, if you put it hand in hand with like Mercury or something, if you
mm-hmm.
have a project that's already started, yeah, work really hard while you're doing it.
It's going to be slow, but it's
yeah.
going to, you know, it'll be great in the end. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, August 13th, I think, right?
August 13th is when it ends. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, I mean, are these planets your friend or your foe? You can, you're the one that's going to choose whether they're your friend
that's
or your
right.
foe. Like, you know, like Missy said, some people are affected by Mercury retrograde. Some people are not.
Right.
I'm not necessarily affected so much by it. I don't.
No.
To me, I don't. And I'm not saying that people give them the power. It just, to me, I try just to not. It's a reflection time for me, and it's just a
mm-hmm.
renewing and you know, taking care of myself and, you know, kind of doing that slowing down and just relaxing. And I don't, I'm not necessarily affected. I'm personally not necessarily affected by them, but I see all my friends around that are affected by them.
Right.
Electronics actually kind of
yeah,
mess with me. So, you know, like my computers and stuff kind of go a little wonky, but, you know, I embrace it. And I say, okay, you know, if this is doing this, well, then there's something that I need to pay attention to. So then I kind of reevaluate, you know, my decision. Like, am I supposed to go this way or supposed to go that way? You know, I mean, I just kind of reflection. So, you know, where some people, it is like, oh my God, it's like PMS 1,000 times over.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, there's some people that are really, really, really majorly affected by Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly Mercury,
exactly.
You know, but because there's five different planets right now, and all of them kind of correspond with each other. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they all kind of intermingle with each other, and they all have factors that are reflections of the other. So it's a good time, right? It really is a good time for these five planets to be in retrograde, because a lot of people, like Amy was saying, you know, you're going through this grandiose, accelerated ascension, and
oh, yeah.
you know, it's good to then step back and slow down yourself while you go through this process.
Totally.
Because yeah, you might feel accelerated in all these other, you know, in your, you know, your spiritual life, but you need to slow down in your physical life. Cause I mean, if you're not, you know, when your spiritual life is kind of spinning out of control, your physical life, you can, you know, can cause physical elements, you know, colds, spiritual
mm-hmm.
flu, illnesses, just these weird illnesses, weird pains, aches, pains, headaches, sleepiness, not sleeping. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it causes all kinds of things. People forget, you know, we're made up of energy. Hello,
yeah.
we've learned that from science. We forget that.
Right.
So all these effects with the energy and the planets, are we're affected by it. You know, we are physically, mentally, spiritually affected by it. So we just really need to take a step back and look at everything, you know, evaluate everything and just say, okay, this is just chill. Just chill, just breathe, you know, take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah.
Step back.
Well, you know, and,
okay.
and, okay, and breathe, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And in conjunction with that type of thing, you know, we, Liza and I, we use crystals
yes.
in order to help us get through certain things. And sometimes we use them more than others. And, you know, we do go through a lot of crystals that will help us for spiritual growth, and some of the ones that you know you can use. We're going through a list of them, and one of the ones that might be helpful right now is using a clear quartz or carrying one around. It'll be great for meditation. It will get rid of negativity. It will, you know, transmit crappy energy. Very, very basic. And maybe azurite, which will clear your mind and your soul. And it might help you with your creativity. If you're in the middle of a project right now and you feel stuck, you know, hang out with some of that. And there's more. And we've been going through this list. And frankly, I don't remember where we ended off, to be completely honest with you.
We ended off in the
Senior reader.
We ended off in the F. Yes.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
The F. F, F, F.
F like Frank or F like
F as in Frank. Just a quick note for Mercury retrograde, good stones to keep that protect you are black tourmaline, hematite, smoky quartz for grounding, amazonite, aquamarine, blue lace agate for communication. You want to carry them, wear them, you know, do whatever you want, keep them in your bra, whatever you want to do.
Put them in your
fluorite
belly button.
Fluorite and emerald are good for memory and mental focus. So those are specifically for Mercury retrograde.
And you know, emerald is my birthstone, and my birthday is next Sunday.
And you remembered that. Ooh, what mental focus you have.
Unbelievable, people. So listen,
so
the next 15 minutes, we are open for calls. If you want to call in and say hi and tell us how these retrograde planets are affecting you, if you've noticed a change, if you didn't, talk to me on the chat room and I can, you know, relay your stuff. Give us a call at 773-897-6118, 773-897-6118. And,
yeah, so the ones that we left off, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 6 of them, we'll go through them really quick while we're waiting to see if anybody calls in. Fluorite advances the mind, increases concentration, stabilizes influence on all levels. It's a stone of discernment and higher understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Garnet is the stone for love and compassion. It strengthens, purifies, balances the body, energy field, and enhances the imagination. Hematite, which is good for retrograde right now, is a stress stone. It also enhances mental capabilities and reduces stress, strengthens and energizes both physical and etheric bodies. Yeah, dispels negativity. Yep, it does all that too.
I love that.
Howlite, it reduces stress, pain, encourages patience, discernment, and refinement. It aids in communication and expression. So communication, retrograde, right? Mercury right now, communication. Howlite would be a good one for that one too. Jade, it balances emotions. Balances emotions and encourages wisdom, aids in remembering and solving dreams, peaceful, nurturing, and stress relieving.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper is a protection and grounding stone. It's a balancer on all levels and sustaining. It's a sustaining stone working mainly on the physical body. So if
right.
you're having physical elements right now during all these retrogrades, Jasper is a good one to carry around with you.
Yep. Yeah, I would like to encase my entire body in Jasper. Did I mention that? I don't really think it would look so good. However. But yeah, so if you work with crystals, if you don't, it doesn't matter. But, you know, we like to put out that information for everyone. So they have a plethora. Thank you very much.
A plethora
of things to use and to go for and go with. And, you know, even the notebook by the bed, people, I'm serious. It will help you when you wake up and you're like, oh, what was that? Remind me, I have to tell everybody a really funny story. And you can just write things down. So if you have caught, here's my funny story. If you have been with us before, we have one of our friends, Renee Cloutier, who's from, she's a medium. She's a yogi person. She's an intuitive healer. She does everything. So the other day she said, hey, she had a dream that we were on a plane and blah, 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 blah. Well, wouldn't you know, I was having the same dream.
Interesting.
And we were, yeah. And I said, oh my gosh, I think we had the same dream. And it was really quite interesting because her pieces kind of matched. They weren't identical, but they kind of matched my pieces.
And very cool.
That has never happened before. Granted, that's a completely different topic altogether. However, right. It was pretty cool. And then the other night I had a dream. I was talking to Madonna, and that was even better.
Ooh.
Well, not better than Renee. No, Renee, it's not better than you, honey. I'm just making a statement. Yeah, but Madonna was chill. We were just chilling. I wonder, you know.
Yeah, I've had some dreams like that. I mean, and we can totally, you know, we should do like a whole show
we
on
do
dreams.
Dream,
but
we should.
You know, I've had a couple dreams where like I've had like regular conversations with some famous people, like just had like a regular conversation. I mean, it's them visiting. So why they pick me, I have no clue, but they did.
Yeah. Well, you know,
maybe I was the only one available at the time. I don't know.
Right.
I've had some pretty interesting conversations with some people. I've yet to talk to Prince, but, he's got some stuff he's got to work out right now. So he's got to figure some stuff out. So bless his heart, you know, him being from, that was really actually.
Did you go over there?
A downer for, no, I didn't. I hadn't yet. I haven't yet. But I mean, was really a huge downer for a lot of people here in the Twin Cities area because he influenced so many people. And he was such a down to earth kind of guy. I mean, he seriously would invite people to his house every weekend for parties. And all he wanted to do was jam and play music. I mean, that's all he wanted to do. That's what he did. He's got like over like 2,000 songs, like just hanging around in a vault. Yeah. I mean, just waiting to be released. And that's all he ever did was just play music. And he was just a very, you know, he'd go out and about, he'd go to Walgreens and he'd go to the book, you know, the video store and when the video stores were around. But I mean, he'd go out and about all the time and he'd pump his own gas. I mean, he just was just a regular everyday Joe. And the fact that he lived in Minneapolis, lived here. He did not go any, I mean, yeah, he traveled and everything, but he always came home. He always came here. And that was the one thing about him is that he loved Minnesota. He loved Minneapolis. He loved living here. He loved the people. He was one of us. So it was like losing a family member. It really was for a lot of people. It's very devastating to lose this iconic down to earth man.
Yeah.
That was like one of us.
Yeah, I have friends in the area who would go. They went over and they left, you know, their a flower or a balloon or something to his.
I'm kind of waiting until like kind of guys dies down a little bit, and then I'll go over there because it's just so busy over there. It's so crazy. So, and there are people that have been hanging out there for like, you know, every day and just going and dropping stuff off. So, you know, I want to wait and just kind of, you know, let everything chill and settle and then kind of go over there and you know, leave him something or something. Because, I mean, he impacted everybody's lives. I mean, some of his, if you just listen to the lyrics of some of his songs are just like amazing. And he was really a spiritual person. I mean, he really believed in a lot of things. And very metaphysical person.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. So he.
Well, I always like to say, why do you think he has the color purple? Just saying.
Just saying. So it was very sad.
Yeah.
So,
time. So. It's sad for the whole, for your whole area, you know. It's just, it's kind of sucky. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not just people right now. It is our pets. And like when I went to go pick up, this is kind of crazy. When I went to go pick up my cat Zoe's ashes, it was literally like walking into a funeral parlor for animals. They had this big long countertop, and it had all these, yes, they were all in bags. They were all waiting to be picked up, but there was like 20 bags sitting on this countertop, and they all had their little tags and their little names on them. And it wasn't so much, I lost it. I just started bawling, and it wasn't so much picking up Zoe's ashes. It was like, I saw all these animals sitting there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, look at all these animals that people have lost, you know, just in the last week. And it's like, how sad. I mean, I know we lose animals all the time. I know we lose people all the time. But, you know, people, it was very jaw-dropping just seeing all these animals just sitting there. And I didn't see just these urns. I saw these animals sitting there. So it's like they're all waiting to be picked up. And oh, my gosh. And I'm just bawling sitting in this, you know, and the one girl's like, oh, just take your time. And I'm like, OK, but you don't understand. It's because of all these animals sitting here, too. So, you know, it's not just people leaving. It's our animals leaving. And, you know, I mean, they're doing work on the other side. So they're meant to do whatever they're supposed to do on the other side to help us. So, you know, Prince was needed on the other side. For whatever reason. So,
Oh, yeah. And once he figures out what his next wave is, we'll probably get a memo. And we'll get a memo. We'll get a memo. This is the time of evening where my voice drops 17 octaves and I say, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're winding up tonight and, you know,
winding down, you mean?
Winding down. I don't know. I've had a cup of coffee. I could be up for hours.
No.
It really doesn't affect me. Shut up, Liza.
Shut up.
So, yeah, we are winding down. And just, you know, take notes about how these planets might be affecting you.
Right.
And just put everything into perspective, you know. It's not the end of the world. It's just little shifts. S-H-I-F-T-S. I did not swear.
Little shifts.
But it shifts. And it will all even out.
Yeah. And if, you know, and if you, you know, people listening out there, if you, you know, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, send us a Facebook message, find our personal pages. You know, I mean, if you, you know, you need to talk it out. You have a question, you know, please find us. You know, we're Six Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza. Our Facebook pages again, I'm the Empathic Connection. Missy is the Fantastic Empathic. We also have our website, Six and Sisters. We have Twitter. We're everywhere, you guys. We're everywhere.
Truly.
So find us. Send us messages. If you need to talk to like-minded people, Amy out there, find us on Facebook. Seriously.
Seriously.
And send us some friend requests. You need to be around like some like-minded people right now. So.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I kept hearing in my head for you. So you know, really, and anybody out there. Yeah. I mean, if you need, you know, you speak our language, you need to talk, you're trying to work some things out, find us.
We are here. This is why we're here. You know, this is why we do what we do. Well, thanks
to
everyone. Absolutely. Thanks to everyone who is in the chat room. Thanks to everyone who is listening. Next week, second Sunday of the month, people. Oh, wait, what is it? It's my birthday. Holla.
Birthday.
We will be doing readings, and it'll be really funny if you guys know any mediums and or, you know, empathics that want to read me. That'd be really fun, actually. That's what it would be fun for me. And you can't do it, Liza. I'm sorry.
Oh, please.
You're too close. No, we're too close. I don't think we can. And we're too close. So we do, we give each other
readings every day, pretty much.
I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I typed her the other day and I'm like, your grandmother's with you. She's like, oh, good. Cause I was just thinking, I'm like, yes, yeah, she's, you know, but we do this constantly for each other.
Yeah, we do.
Cause we're supposed to. Anyway. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Peace out.
Yeah.
You can find us. I'll list our stuff again. And, you know, looking forward to hearing from everyone next week. Oh, what is next week? Oh, wait, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
All right, everybody. Peace out. Liza.
Peace out.
Goodbye,
yes.
Darling.
Bye, darling.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You have been listening to Sixth Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You can also find us on Facebook, Sixth Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza. We also have our individual pages, Fantastic Empathic and The Empathic Connection. We are on Twitter. We are everywhere. And we look forward to seeing and hearing from you next week. Second Sunday of the month is Card Reading Sunday. Oh, and it's my birthday. Have a good week, everybody. Peace out.